Okay, we're going to continue in the halachos on the 9 days. Nothing too exciting. The topic we're going to discuss tonight, Be'ezras Hashem, is laundry during the 9 days. I figure we'll do one or two more 10-minute halachos about the 9 days. Tonight we'll do laundry, and then we'll do the very nogea lemaisa topic, especially with this heat wave of bathing and swimming during the 9 days. That will be Be'ezras Hashem next time, which I guess will be on Wednesday night, God willing. So we are going to discuss tonight laundry during the 9 days. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Si'if Gimel, writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, let me just get it out over here. Shulchan Aruch says, Shavua Shechal Bo Tishbav. When Shulchan Aruch says Shavua Shechal Bo Tishbav, that translates for Ashkenazim into the 9 days, because as we know, the Sephardim don't have such a thing as the 3 weeks, really. They don't observe any of the laws of Avelos that we observe during 3 weeks. That starts for them during the 9 days, and everything is sort of pushed back a little bit. So the Shavua Shechal Bo Tishbav halachas and Shulchan Aruch for us are the halachas of the entire 9 days. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Asurim Lesaper Ulechabes, that it's Asur to get a haircut, and it's also Asur Lechabes to launder. Afilu Eno Rotsa Lelov Shav Ata Elo Lahanicho Lachar Tishbav. Interesting, he says, it's also to do laundry even if you're not doing it to wear it now. You only want to wear the clothing after Tisha B'Av. You can't do the laundry during the 9 days, even for something that you're not going to wear during the 9 days. Even if you only have one shirt, it's aser. And then he says, so too, things that are already pre-laundered from before the 9 days, it's also aser to wear something, even if it's already pre-laundered, so you're not actually doing the laundry during the 9 days, it's aser to wear something that is freshly laundered during the 9 days. So essentially, there are two separate isurim. There's an isur to do laundry, and an isur to wear laundered clothing. People very often confuse the two isurim with each other. They are obviously distinct from each other. Now, Rav Soloveitchik points out, Rav Soloveitchik has a famous idea that he applies broadly throughout the halachos of 3 weeks and the 9 days, and Shavua Shechal Bo, where he assumes that if Chazal were going to be Mesaken Avelos, that it's illogical for Chazal to make up a brand new type of Avelos. And that the way they pattern their Avelos is called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kendo Reis Tiknum, that however they would pattern their Avelos, it would be patterned after, not that Avelos is necessarily Daraisa, but it would be patterned after the laws of regular Avelos. The Avelos of the Tzibur during the Bein HaMetzarim would be patterned after the laws of regular Avelos, and therefore he goes through how the 3 weeks really are the same dinim as the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh, and the 9 days are really the same dinim as the dinim of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av is the same dinim as the dinim of Shiva, which in principle works for most of the halachos. He points out, though, that this is one of the areas that it doesn't work, that the parallel doesn't quite work out. He says that there are actually three areas where the 9 days are different than Shloshim, and they are washing clothing, which is kibus, maso matan, doing business, and erusin. Washing your clothing and maso matan are usur during the 9 days, they're mutter during Shloshim. Erusin is mutter during the 9 days, and according to many Rishonim, the Ri and the Rambam, in the Ri in Yevamos Mem Gimel and Beis, in Tosfos, and the Ramban rather, in Yevamos over there also, hold that during Shloshim, it's usur to be ma'ares, to do erusin. But why is it that kibus is a chilek, that doing laundry is something that's going to be usur during the 9 days, if it's mutter even during shloshim? 9 days are supposed to mirror shloshim, they're supposed to parallel shloshim. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that there is a fundamental difference between what we call avelus chadasha and avelus yishana, between avelus that a person experiences on a personal level when they lose a karov, and the avelus of losing the Beis HaMikdash that happened so long ago, and that we're trying to get our way back into the Avelos. Obviously, the most fundamental difference is the way that the order in which it goes. That when it comes to the Avelos Chadasha, it starts with the most intense, and you ease your way out of it. Right? You start with the Shiva, then you go to the Shloshim, then Yud Beis Chodesh. You ease your way back into normal society. When it comes to Avelos Yishana, it's the exact opposite. It doesn't hit you like a ton of bricks, and it never will hit you like a ton of bricks. It's not going to be something that you're going to feel this major impact at one moment, and therefore what you need to do is ease yourself into it. So you start with the 3 weeks, then move on to the 9 days, to the Shrosh Chal Bo Tishbav itself, because you can't feel it otherwise. You're not going to be able to experience it if you try to experience it all at once. So that same distinction, that idea, that when it comes to Avelus Chadasha, it just hits you, and you don't need any reminder to feel the pain. It's just you're in complete pain and agony, as Soloveitchik writes, black despair and bitter protest against evil and absurdity in the universe. You have the impression that God has absented himself from humanity, destiny, and from human destiny, and delivered man into the hands of laughing Satan. Those aren't my words. Those are Soloveitchik's words, right? The idea is that it's just so overwhelming, as opposed to Avelus Yishana. It's to the contrary, it's not overwhelming at all. You don't even feel it, and the only way you can feel it is by focusing on it. And no matter how I'll read you his words again. No matter how powerful a person's intuitive time awareness and experiential memory, the pain is not as severe as in the case of recent disaster. You just can't do that. It's impossible for a person to feel that same way. So when it comes to Avelus Yishana, a critical component of it is focus, is that you need to remain focused on the Avelus. Anything that's going to be a hesech hadas from the avelus is going to be a big problem, because that's going to take away the whole avelus. As opposed to avelus chadasha, focus is not something that we really need to legislate. It's sort of something that totally takes over every fiber of your being. You can't think about anything else. You ever speak to someone who's sitting shiva and they tell you how during the day they manage to get by, but at night it's so painful and so difficult because their mind, they just, when they're trying to go to sleep, their mind is totally on their loss. That's where it naturally goes to. Kibbutz, Rav Soloveitchik argues, is exactly in this, falls into this chelik, because when it comes to kibbutz, it used to be a major tircha. It was something you'd have to go down to the river. It was very time consuming and it was very public. And that is something that might be masiach someone's das from the avelus. So when it comes to avelus yishana, we're going to be very careful about kibbutz. When it comes to avelus chadasha, we're going to be a little bit more makel when it comes to kibbutz. But be that as it may, it's halach and shulchan aruch that not only are we not allowed to do laundry, we're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. So let's go through some details of this halacha. There is a major discussion in the poskim. It's also to do laundry on Chol HaMoed also, but there is a group of people that the Gemara says are not included in the Isser. People who, for whatever reason, were unable to do it, let's say with hair cutting on Chol HaMoed, shaving on Chol HaMoed, people who were unable to do it before Yantif. They were in jail, they came in Medina Sayyam, they had some situation where they couldn't do it beforehand, where it's mutar on Chol HaMoed. So the question is, those people that are allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, are they allowed to also do laundry during the time of the 9 days as well? So the Aruch HaShulchan says yes. This is Avelus Yishana. It's not as severe as the halachos of Chol HaMoed, which might even be Doraisa on some level. So it's got to be that it's mutter. But the truth is, most poskim probably assume otherwise, because like Rav Moshe writes, you can't really compare Chol HaMoed. The isurim are for a totally different reason. It's because of an isur malacha, and it's because we're afraid that you're and adrabah, there's a tendency to want to be makel, to allow you to cut your hair and wash your clothing so that you could look presentable for Yantif. There's a kavod Yantif element. Over here, it's all about avelus. It's about expressing avelus. So the same factors and the same push to want to be makel doesn't exist over here. Adrabah, we want to be machmir so that we can experience avelus in the proper way for the churban. In fact, in Hilchos Avelos, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Pei Tes, in Yardei Shin Pei Tes, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Siv Aleph, all those people that are allowed to be mechabes on Moed, when they're Bimei Evlo, when they're during their Avelos, they're not allowed to be mechabes. That doesn't apply to Avelos. So why is the Aruch HaShulchan going to go and compare the Avelos of the 9 days to Chol HaMoed, rather than compare it to what it's meant to be compared to, which is Avelos, Hilchos Avelos? They're not allowed to be mechabes. Magen Avraham writes that in honor of Shabbos, a person, he says that it's a minug to make it aser, even in honor of Shabbos. But he says if you have nothing else to wear, lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, so then you could do laundry lekavod Shabbos Kodesh if you have nothing else to wear lekavod Shabbos. But he thinks it's certainly a level down, that it would only be a minhag not to do laundry even in honor of Shabbos. Now, if you gave something to the dry cleaners before the 9 days, you could take it back during the 9 days, because again, it's not a hesach hadash from the avelus to take it back when the dry cleaner is done with it. You obviously can't wear it because that's the separatist sort of wearing freshly laundered clothing. It seems that even allowing a housekeeper to do the regular wash is problematic. It's like any other amir la'akum. Anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do on your behalf. Granted, the hesach hadas is not the same when you're asking someone else to do it for you, but once the chazal were mesakin that you're not allowed to do laundry, so it fits into the same gedarim of any other iser, where Amir la'akum l'chora should be asr as well. Also, Bebeis Yisrael, Marasayin, there are other issues. In terms of laundry for children, that's where you have a lot of kulas. Children tend to get clothing dirty constantly. And because of that, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yodalid, seem to assume that something that's constantly going to get ruined is going to be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Asul l'gadolim l'saper l'ktanim l'chabis k'susam b'shabes chal tishba v'lios petocha miu begadim shemelafin b'maktanim l'gamri." The Rama says things that kids always mess up. So such a thing, vaday mishra shari, is for sure mutter. Va'afilu bigdei shar ketanim no'agim l'hakel, and our minigus we makel with the begadim of ketanim in general. So when it comes to children's clothing, we are makel. Now, one big difference between the kula we have for children's clothing nowadays and the way it used to be is if you have to do laundry for whatever reason, you would only do exactly what you needed, because you wouldn't want to exert more tircha than necessary and create more of a hesach hadas than necessary. Nowadays, the post can point out already, if you're using a washing machine, so the amount of effort it takes to push the button for a small load and the amount of effort it takes to push the button for a large load is pretty much the same. So to the contrary, you'd want to make sure that you have enough that you're not going to have to do laundry again. So it would go in the other direction. Instead of doing the bare minimum of what you know for sure you're absolutely going to need, you would go with a little bit more than that just to make sure that you're not going to have to do it again. That if you have to do laundry once, so you do it once, you're not going to have to do it a second time. In terms of the Nogea Isser of wearing freshly laundered clothing, so again, as we said, Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's Asr even if you didn't do the laundry during the 9 days. The Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, the Ben Ish Chai, and his Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim writes that the simple Eitzah to, if you don't want to wear the same shirt all week, is to wear the clothing for a couple of hours, he says, in advance. So let's say the 9 days this year starts on Sunday night, I think, is Rosh Chodesh. So if you're home all day on Sunday, you could change shirts every hour or two. And that way, he says, just gives it the worn feeling. Doesn't have the freshly laundered feeling. And as long as it doesn't have that freshly laundered feeling, it's not considered a freshly laundered item of clothing. He goes on to say, what if you just realize on Shabbos Chazon? It's Shabbos Chazon, you realize, oh my gosh, I don't have any clothing for the rest of the week. What am I going to do? So can you, now on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. So can you change your shirt on Shabbos? So the Rav Pa'alim isn't happy about that because he says that's hachana, that's blatant hachana from Shabbos to Chol. Others point out, the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChachma, or B'Tzal Stern says, no, it's not an Isra of hachana unless you verbalize that's why you're doing it. He says, if you just change your clothing, you wear one shirt Friday night, another one Shabbos morning, another one after the meal, another one after your nap, and you just keep changing shirts, that's nice. He doesn't think that's an Isser of Achan. If you say that the reason you're doing it is to prepare it for the rest of the 9 days, then that's going to be a problem. Now, if a person is in business, or they have a job and they have to look presentable, so also B'Tzal Stern in the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChachma in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed Ches says he was asked by someone who is in this situation that he's going to be a big bizayin in front of his colleagues if he's going to wear the same shirt with yesterday's coffee stain over there, and with it's just not going to look nice, and it's summertime and he's going to ring around the college, it's not going to be nice, and people are going to make fun of him, and he's going to lose respect and probably lose sales also in whatever business he's in. So he wants to taina that it would for sure be mutter meikar adin based on a halacha that the Rama writes in Siman Tavkuf Nun Dalid in Hilchos Tishbav itself. When it comes to the issue of nilas hasandal in Tishbav, the Rama writes that b'makom shedarim bein ha'akum lo yachlot zkiim beruchov ha'yehudim, that when it comes to shoes on Tishbav, if you live amongst the akum, then you only have to remove your shoes when you're on the Jewish streets. Otherwise, when you're walking amongst the goyim, you can keep your regular shoes on so as not to bring too much attention to yourself. So he says, if that's true of an Isser that's actually Medina de Gemara, of Nilas HaSandal on Tisha B'Av, that's a very clear Isser. So for sure, when it comes to the Isser of laundering during the 9 days, which is certainly a later minhag, he thinks that for sure there would be room to be makel to wear at least freshly laundered clothing for someone in business if they didn't go through this preparation in advance. Obviously, the best thing to do is to prepare the clothing in advance. Also, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to have fresh sheets either, or fresh towels, Shulchan Aruch also says, nevertheless, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelik Yud, Simin Mem Dalid, says, what if you have the following situation? So if you're at home, so you can tell whoever changes your sheets, or if it's you yourself who changes your sheets, just not to change your sheets for 9 days. It's not the end of the world, right? But what if you're a guest at somebody's house for a Shabbos? So what, they're not going to change the sheets for you? They're going to leave on the sheets from the last guest? It's disgusting. No one's going to do that, right? So you're not. So you should sleep on the floor because they changed the sheets for you. So Minchas Yitzchak says, no, vada not. He says, if that's the situation where you're in a hotel, so you tell them, oh, just leave it from the last people that were here. It's disgusting. You wouldn't have to do such a thing like that. So he says, in that situation, certainly b'chei gavna lo gazru, and you'd be allowed to keep the sheets the way they were. But what you should do is, if you are in a hotel for a week during the 9 days, is instruct the staff not to change the sheets throughout the course of your stay. Meaning they don't have to change it every night, which is all the rage right now anyway. You go to a hotel and they ask you if they, you know, that everyone's going green, so they don't want to waste the energy and the water and everything else, so you just check off in the box in the hotel that you don't want your sheets changed, and you could be a good tree hugging Jew, and that will be that way everyone will be happy. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, just last point, Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Beis and Shelus Yaivitz, has an interesting tshuva about wearing a freshly cleaned talis if you don't have any other tzitzis. Has an interesting discussion what the balancing the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis versus mitzvah kiyumis of wearing tzitzis versus the iser of wearing new clothing during the 9 days. At the end of the day, he says if you have what to wear for davening, then for the rest of the day he wouldn't be mekel. But if you don't even have what to wear for davening, then you should wear tzitzis for davening. So he say he would be mekel to allow you to wear freshly laundered or brand new talis rather than going without a talis for the course of 9 days. Okay, that was